Sing them over again to me.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's program from Words of Life, brought to you by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers. Today, we recognize the celebration of Mother's Day in the United States. By God's design, we are blessed with mothers. Today, Brother David Johnson will use the Book of Ruth, one of the only two Bible books that are named after a woman, to present a sermon entitled, May the Lord Show Kindness to You. We now worship our Lord with song.
Yeah.
Please pray with me. Lord, in your perfect design, you made mothers to love children and provide a special guidance in growing up. We thank you for this. We thank you also for Jesus, who was born of a woman, to be a human person who could relate to us and provide us with salvation. Bless each of our listeners with health, peace, and a special understanding of who you are. We also seek your protection to be upon all who are faithful to you. We likewise pray that you will help the folks in the war-torn parts of the world. As believers, it will be our greatest blessing to meet Jesus in the air at your appointed time. In the name of Jesus, amen. Brother David Johnson will now present, May the Lord Show Kindness to You, based upon the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verses 8 through 13.
It's great to be together again as we look into the Word of God. The title for the lesson is, May the Lord Show Kindness to You. And our text is taken from the Old Testament, the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verses 8 through 13. Please listen to the Word of God. Then Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, Go back, each of you, to your mother's home. May the Lord show kindness to you, as you have shown to your dead and to me. May the Lord grant that each of you will find rest in the home of another husband. Then she kissed them, and they wept aloud, and said to her, We will go back with you to your people. But Naomi said, Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons who could become your husbands? Return home, my daughters. I am too old to have another husband. Even if I thought there was still hope for me, even if I had a husband tonight and then gave birth to sons, would you wait until they grew up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters. It is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has gone out against me. This is the word of God. May he add his blessing to the reading of his word. Today in America, it is customary to honor our mothers. But what about mothers-in-law? Sadly, these mothers are too often the object of rude jokes. No, mothers or mothers-in-law, none are perfect. We all have our character defects. Many mothers-in-law are sincerely caring women who appreciate and encourage the chosen spouses of their children. Naturally, I love my own biological mother. Yet I was also very, very fortunate to have a mature Christian mother-in-law in whom I had deep affection for also. In the Scriptures, there is a wonderful example of a godly, caring mother-in-law named Naomi. According to Hebrew language scholars, Naomi means sweetie or the like. And she was a sweetie, was Naomi. Naomi was the Jewish mother-in-law of Ruth the Moabitess. Naomi was one of the three leading figures in the book of Ruth. The other two were Ruth and Boaz. The purpose of the book of Ruth is aptly summarized as showing how three people remain strong in character and true to the living God, even when the society around them was collapsing. Certainly fine examples for us today. Naomi in particular made several significant decisions and showed in each case a persevering faith in God for the most part, even in the midst of deep bereavement. As Naomi's story unfolds, first her husband dies, so she was left with her two sons. They both married Moabite women. Since Naomi's husband had earlier decided to move to neighboring Moab from Bethlehem in Judah due to a severe famine in the land. Tragically, Naomi's two sons also later died. Naomi's situation became dire as a widow with two daughters-in-law and no men to support them, living far from any of her other relatives in a foreign land. When Naomi heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, she and her daughters-in-law prepared to return to her home in Judah. Ruth chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. So let's pick up the story and make application to us today in Ruth chapter 1 and verse 8. Then Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go back, each of you, to your mother's home. May the Lord show kindness to you as you have shown to your dead and to me." There was little that was worse than being a widow and without sons, without menfolk in the ancient world. Widows without economic means were usually ignored and often even taken advantage of. They were almost always poverty-stricken. For that reason, the one true God of Israel provided in his law that the nearest relative of a dead husband should care for the widow. But Naomi had no relatives in Moab, as she was a Jewess. Yet notice, before Naomi focused on her own desperate situation, she unselfishly counseled her daughters-in-law to go back to their biological mother's home and try to rebuild their lives. Naomi had lost her immediate family, husband and sons, and yet she was willing to give up her daughters-in-law and be alone, to have further hardship if it meant benefit for her daughters-in-law. That's love. That's unselfish agape love. That's selfless love. It's the kind of love Paul wrote about in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. And notice that Naomi brought her Lord into her counsel, although her daughters-in-law were not believers in the one true God of Israel. Her caring petition was, quote, "May the Lord show kindness to you," end quote. Furthermore, Naomi stated, quote, "kindness to you, as you have shown to your dead and to me," end quote. Kindness is usually received as it is first given. Surely Naomi was kind and caring to her daughters-in-law, even though they were Moabites with different customs and gods. My own mother-in-law knew I had been in large measure raised in New Orleans, a notorious party city, and of Roman Catholic background. Yet she was patient with me, kind and not easily angered at my different ways and spiritual immaturity. We should all understand that kindness begets kindness in return. Naomi was moreover sincere in her caring kindness. Ruth chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. "May the Lord grant that each of you will find rest in the home of another husband." Then she kissed them, and they wept aloud and said to her, "We will go back with you to your people." As Naomi learned, and we should all know, when we act selflessly, others often act likewise, and all are encouraged and better persons for it. You can be sure that for these two daughters-in-law to be willing to stay with Naomi and to go to live with her people of different language, customs, and religion, that they must have loved her very deeply. What a very fine, godly example Naomi must have been to receive such love and loyalty from her Moabite daughters-in-law. Anyone can become a godly example to others if he or she humbly and lovingly follows the example of someone like Naomi with faith in God. Nevertheless, Naomi insisted they return to their mother's home, their biological mother's home. Not just a caring love, but Naomi also had a practical, logical love aimed at their best interests for the future, not her own future. Consider Ruth chapter 1, verses 11 through 13. But Naomi said, "Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons who could become your husbands? Return home, my daughters. I am too old to have another husband. Even if I thought there was still hope for me, even if I had a husband tonight and then gave birth to sons, would you wait until they grew up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters. It is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has gone out against me." So obviously Naomi was not perfect. Her faith faltered. And so, of course, none of us are perfect. We all sin and fall short and continue to fall short of the glory of God. And our faith also falters at times. Some commentators see Naomi in a darker light, in that her heart was filled with bitterness, which of course is not God's way or will, regardless of our circumstances. Consider in the New Testament, Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 31, that says in part, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger." Consider also in the New Testament, in the book of Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 15, "See to it that no one misses the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many." Yet Naomi insisted reasonably three times that her daughters stay in Moab, in their own country, with their own people. Thereby the daughters-in-law would have had a much better chance to remarry and build their own families. Obviously, Naomi deeply loved her daughters-in-law. She referred to them actually as, quote, "my daughters," end of quote. "My daughters" three times. "My daughters" in verses 11 through 13. And her daughters deeply loved Naomi in return, proving it by being willing to move to Israel, to Judah, and greatly diminish their chances of remarriage to Jewish men. A final applying lesson for all of us regarding, yes, even a mother-in-law. Have we ever experienced disappointment, perhaps even bitterness with God, especially as Christians? It can happen. But bitterness should only be allowed in our hearts and minds temporarily. It could happen, for example, when we do what we think the Lord wants, but then things don't turn out the way we expect. We may think that God doesn't come through for us in our time of need. Naomi experienced deep disappointment with God, even unto bitterness. As sweet as she was, she lost her husband. She lost her two sons. Naomi lost her position, her security, her youth. She may have given up on God's goodness temporarily, but she did not give up on God, nor God on her. Naomi undoubtedly wondered, "God, why don't you show yourself loving to me? Or show yourself kind to me? Why?" John Piper, a fine Christian minister, author, and expositor of Scripture, writes, quote, "I would take Naomi's theology any day over the sentimental views of God which dominate evangelical magazines and books today. Naomi is unshaken and sure about three things. God exists. God is sovereign. God has afflicted her. I agree. But Naomi forgot that God can turn tragedy into triumph. As the story unfolds, in the next chapters, Naomi's attitude will be transformed. When she gains altitude, seeing the circumstances of life from God's viewpoint. Significantly, God did not send a prophet to correct her, did not send a judge to punish her. Instead, God sent barley, Boaz, and a baby. End of quote. I love that. God sent barley, Boaz, and a baby. Mark it. God is always good. Even when he seems bad, or unfair to us sometimes. Motherhood is universally greatly appreciated across our planet for most. Love to all mothers. Love to mothers-to-be, grandmothers, and yes, to mothers-in-law. Oh, and not incidentally, Naomi became the grandmother of Obed, her daughter-in-law's baby son. Obed became the father of Jesse, who was the father of David. David became the king of Israel. Jesus, born in Bethlehem of Judea, is a descendant of David. Yes, God sometimes works in mysterious ways, and yet God is always right and always good.
We have been blessed by the Word of God and by Brother Johnson's teaching. It is our prayer that you know Jesus as Savior and Lord. That's one of the main reasons for Words of Life being presented. If we can help you in your decision for Jesus, please contact us at one of the addresses that will be given. You may also request a CD of this and next week's program by asking for broadcast 2219. That's 2219. We look forward to hearing from you. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life.